The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you'd like. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian here.
Daryl.
And Ellen.
Ellen's here courtesy of ALP. That is her show. Daryl's here courtesy of a few different shows and websites. FPP.cc being the main one for Daryl. Go and check out more of him there in written and audio form. FPP.cc as we go back into your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, we actually have a story about this politician in Texas, Rick Perry, who is talking trash about immigrants. He says there needs to be a show of force, and we'll get some more of what he has to say here in moments. Let's first, though, go to Dave in Vegas on Skype. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to mention first real quick that immediately following the show, I'm actually interviewing Daryl on my show for the second time, Nonpartisan Liberty for All at Blog Talk Radio. But what I actually wanted to ask you guys about, I guess, and get your opinion on, I mean, pretty much what I'm doing now relating to activism is all through the media and just doing an independent radio show during the week. So I guess what I wanted to get your opinion on is how do you view that in terms of activism? Because that's pretty much from doing that every night, and of course I got a full-time job too. I mean, that's pretty much all I have time to do for the most part.
Sure.
And that's my form of activism. I mean, it's not like I'm doing a show that I'm getting paid for as part of my job, but that's how, I guess, how I'm expressing myself and being active. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, even if you were getting paid, that doesn't make it any less of activism if you're doing it for the purpose of promoting the ideas of liberty.
Right. Well, I just have to say that I understand completely because I don't get paid to do ALP either. It's just something that I do because I want to, like, get people to start thinking about ideas more. And to me, like, I think it's a very good form of activism because like, if you don't have time to go out and, like, do Robin Hooding or something all the time, you know, you find the time, you tell people what you think that, you know, you want to be teaching them or you want them to start thinking about or look into or anything like that. And, you know, knowledge is power. I feel like if you're spreading ideas, that's better than not doing anything at all. And it makes more of a permanent difference because if you can even change one person's mind, then maybe they can go on to change more people's minds.
It's true. You never know who you're going to awaken, who is going to be, you know, keyed into the ideas of freedom. We'll discover those ideas through your show. You know, it may be the next Ron Paul, right, who finds your show and the ideas of freedom through it. You never know whose life you're going to touch and in what way.
And some people are a lot more comfortable, you know, behind the microphone or behind the keyboard or behind a video camera than they are, you know, standing in town square holding a sign with a message. Because when you're standing in town square with a sign to promote a message, you're going to get a very nasty response immediately. You'll have people flipping you off. You'll have people yelling at you, get a job. Even if it's Saturday at noon, when a lot of people that have, you know, these Monday through Friday jobs, they're not working then. The people that are yelling at you to get a job, obviously they're not at work either, because if they were, they wouldn't be able to yell at you to get a job.
Yeah, they could be driving by and driving for work.
They could be, but they're not at work at the moment that they're telling you to get a job.
Unless their job is to drive people around or be a courier.
Right, but those people then would not be yelling. If they are, then they're being very unprofessional in their job.
Sure.
Well, not to mention, holding a sign, you're not really specifying what audience you're talking to, so you can get so many varied responses. Whereas if you have a podcast or something like that, then people are only going to be listening if they want to, like
right.
If they're looking to.
That's why I said some people are more comfortable doing that because they don't want the immediate negative response.
So was it?
Ian,
go ahead, Dave.
Oh, sorry. To your point, I did want to mention that really for the first time. I mean, I don't know how it's affected people, but a guy who also has a radio show on Blog Talk Radio talked yesterday that he first heard about Cop Block from my show, and he went to because on Thursday nights we have some people that are have started their own Cop Blocks around the country that co-hosts the show and stuff. So he had mentioned that he wasn't aware of anything that's been going on with the police, and he heard about it on the show and went to the Cop Block site, and now he's watching these videos, and so now he's aware of a lot of this stuff that's going on with the police. So it's one person, but it's still at least.
Yeah, well,
know,
I mean, were you calling to
that it affected one person?
I mean, were you calling to ask if this was actually activism? Because, yeah, I mean, obviously it's activism. Anything that you do with the intention of trying to change things, you know, trying to change things around you, change society for what you consider to be the better is activism. So, yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, I feel that it is. I just wanted to get your opinion, and then I also wanted to relate it to the shows because I mentioned the Daryl coming on later, too.
There you go. And what's the show called again? Go ahead and give us the plug.
It's Nonpartisan Liberty for All. You can find it at Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/nonpartisanlibertyforall.
I just like to say I hate Blog Talk Radio, but I enjoyed listening to
it. I know, you mentioned
it. I listened in on your interview with Daryl last time, and I thought you were a really good interview. I thought you asked good questions and that you did a great job. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I just can't stand listening to Blog Talk Radio. They tend to sound like, all the shows on Blog Talk Radio tend to sound like they're hosted over the phone.
Because they are.
Right. I just don't want to listen to a radio show.
So is it just the quality of
the... Very poor quality.
It's the quality.
Yeah. They're giving away radio shows on Blog Talk Radio, and the average person who may want to do a talk show doesn't know the technical side of things, so they don't have their own board or their own USB microphone. It's not complicated to get a decent audio setup at your house, but once you get an audio setup, then, you know, you've got to figure out a way to put the sound out there, and Blog Talk Radio handles a lot of that stuff. Like, they automatically do the podcast and things like that,
well,
I take it.
You can go through Spreaker, which is one of the services that I use for my archives, for both the daily 5-minute newscast that I do, as well as the weekly 2-hour radio show on Sundays, and they have a feature that allows you to broadcast for up to 5 hours at a time.
And does it auto archive?
It auto archives.
So you're saying that's separate from Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah,
you're saying
Spreaker.
Better. You're saying better than
it's better.
Yes, and free.
It's not free.
No,
but it's better.
What's it cost though?
$15 a month.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you're serious about doing a podcast or live show or whatever form of media, YouTube video, then spend a little bit of money. Get a decent microphone. I know Michael Dean's been ranting and raving about one particular model of microphone that he's put up on, I don't know if it's Creamy Radio Audio, I think is his website, Creamy
yes.
Radio Audio. So there's all kinds of suggestions, and you can get decent equipment these days for very, very cheap. Put a little bit of money in and make your show sound a cut above the rest of them. I mean, I know Michael Dean was actually talking about on Freedom Fiends recently how he wants to help the next generation of liberty-oriented talk shows come forward. You know, find 500 or 100, find 100 people that are willing to do a show, and of those 100 people, 50 of them are going to stop before 6 months. Of those 50 that are remaining, maybe 5 of them will be really talented and really good, and, you know, the other 20-some will be okay, worth listening to. If you want to rise above the pack of 500 and be in the top tier of, you know, at least okay / learning / getting more talented over time, you've got to have a show that's worth listening to, and having decent audio helps with that.
And one thing that Michael does that helps these people out is he's got the, you know, what he calls the Fiends archives that are on Torrent.
Mm-hmm.
I recently released an audiobook that I recorded. I published the physical book, Authoritarian Sociopathy, written by Davi Barker, and I'm trying to get the book available on Audible, and that takes a while for Audible to approve it and get it put up. So I figured, in the meantime, Davi has approved the files, let's put it out on Torrent, and Michael Dean put it up on his RSS feed for his Torrent. And within a matter of hours, 50 people were seeding the thing.
That's awesome. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. A show of force, they say, is needed to stop the border crossings, etc. We'll see what Rick Perry, some politician in Texas, what he has to say. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Owners, listen up! Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a C!
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success! Incorporate your business!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 11th, 2014, gold opened at $1,337.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,386.07, $693.04 for a half ounce, or $342.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,386.07, $693.04, and $346.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Really great news coming out of Massachusetts Supreme Court. We've got to get to that when we get a chance. Your calls certainly welcome about whatever you want to discuss. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives, we've got them. They go all the way back to late 2006. You just click and download, and they're yours for free at freetalklive.com. Do you need focus? Feeling fatigued? Trying to get that extra edge when it counts? Look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. And businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. They make it affordable at modup.net for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower priced than the brand name drug. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Oh, by the way, modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You save 33% when you pay with Bitcoin at modup, M-O-D-U modup.net, and for an even better deal, use code FTL at checkout and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, code FTL, modup.net. Let's continue here. We'll do more on immigration in a moment. First, James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Yes, Ian.
You are on the air.
Very good. Speaking of so-called...
Hello, James. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ian. Speaking of so-called conservative clones, are you with me? Or are you pretending not to be able to hear me, or what?
We're okay. Listening, James.
Very
when you
good.
Close your mouth and don't talk.
Well, when I hear dead air, I don't even know if I'm on it. And you know that. That's why you're playing a game with me. But speaking of so-called conservative clones, truth is not a progressive value. And as far as I'm concerned, you and Daryl and sadly Alan and all your other guest hosts on Free Talk Live are just progressives of a right-wing bent, as opposed to, say, your neighbor Tom Hartman. No, it's not funny. It's true. Truth is not a value to you at all, and you like to smear
okay,
people.
Describe what a progressive is.
I don't really have an agenda, and I don't like those labels either.
Yeah, describe what a progressive is and why it is that the hosts of Free Talk Live are progressives.
Well, yours is of a right-wing variety. You're libertine. You're not libertarian. You're libertine. I'm a libertarian who actually does respect the fact that the state does exist, whether I like the size of it or not. I live in the real world, and I don't demonize people, and I don't lie for my cause. Like, Daryl, you open up every one of your broadcasts, your newscasts, with how much Bitcoin's worth in dollars. So is Bitcoin money or not?
Bitcoin is a currency.
It's money. It's not a synonym. Currency.
Bitcoin is a currency.
It's synonym.
What does this have to do with demonizing people?
Because you don't tell the truth, Alan. You're defending your hero, Ross Ulbricht, who rightfully had that judge rule against him because he is a narco-capitalist online facilitating the sale of clandestine and illegal drugs. Whether you think they should be legal or not, they are. And he is a criminal. And you're lying for his cause. But I want to go back to...
Wait, why am I lying? I agree with you in the fact that
I'm
it is illegal
you,
and
I'm
that he is being
Daryl.
Criminalized for that.
I'm talking about Daryl.
You were talking to Ellen just a moment ago.
If it is money or not. She butted in, Ian. Check the tape. Daryl, is it money or not?
Right. Well, now you're going to butt out right now. Goodbye. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin, money, Daryl.
So to, catch everybody up to speed about what he was talking about, the daily 5-minute newscast that I do, one of the stories in today's was about the judge's ruling on Wednesday in the Silk Road case.
Mm-hmm. Which denied all of Ross Ulbricht's motions.
Right. And the judge did not even rule that Bitcoin was money. She said that Bitcoin was close enough to money that the money laundering charge can go forward.
Right.
And she also ruled that because Ross Ulbricht allegedly created the Silk Road Marketplace, and the Silk Road Marketplace was on the Tor network, and because the Silk Road Marketplace used Bitcoin, and because illegal substances were sold on the Silk Road Marketplace, that obviously means that the intent for the Silk Road Marketplace was to create this drug market, so therefore the kingpin charge can go forward.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think it's pretty clear the intent for the Silk Road was to create an online place where drugs and other illegal things could be sold. I think that's pretty clear.
I think the intent was for a marketplace to where anything could be sold.
Not anything. There were certain things that were prohibited from sale on Silk Road, specifically weapons, child pornography, and poisons. So there was not an open marketplace. But anyway, it's pretty clear based on the statements of the founders of the website that they were well aware of the type of business that was being done there. Not to say that it should be a crime. I mean, what Ross Ulbricht did was heroic and brave, and he brought harm reduction to the black market and literally saved people's lives, probably prevented a lot of people from being beaten and robbed in real life drug deals. So to me, the guy's a hero, and I'm grateful that we've been able to connect with his mother and talk to her about that.
Right. And also, I don't quite understand where that caller was coming from. I feel
from all over the place.
You know,
I don't know if you noticed.
I don't feel like I've ever demonized any person. I'm generally a positive, try to look at the brighter side of things. Mm-hmm. But I feel slightly offended for both myself and for both of you, because I don't see how we've been lying to anybody.
I'm still trying to figure out how it's a lie to tell people what Bitcoin is trading at.
The price of Bitcoin. Yeah. I mean, what was he suggesting there, that you should just say, and one Bitcoin, and not give a price, not
right.
relate it to anything?
I also give the price of silver and gold.
In dollars.
Right, because that's what we use.
It helps people understand what one of those things
right,
is
like
currently valued at.
1 ounce of silver is worth 1 ounce of silver. 1 ounce of gold is worth right. 1 ounce of gold. And one Bitcoin is worth one Bitcoin.
Right.
Like, that doesn't help anybody know yeah. how to trade these things. I could just as easily say, a dozen chickens are worth $5.14.
Right, and talking about this does not discredit the fact that, like, we all acknowledge that the government exists, whether we like it or not. It's just that, like, you don't recognize the laws as legitimate.
Right. Yeah, and then he goes on and calls himself a libertarian, which it's people like Witt, or James in Arizona. He used to call with the name Witt. But anyway, people like James in Arizona who are giving libertarians a bad name. People
yes.
who don't understand the principles of non-aggression, people who embrace war, immigration restrictions, taxes, believe, the government needs to be larger in some areas, and they're not libertarian. Libertarianism to me was always you believe that the government was not the solution, that coercion and force, whatever the issue, however important the issue is to you, however earth-shattering and, really important you think it is, it's not okay to use force against your neighbor, not okay to threaten force against your neighbor in order to get that to happen. To me, that's what libertarianism was, and James in Arizona doesn't embody much of that. More on the way here. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can create the content there on the site. What you see as you roll down the front page there, those are news items usually submitted by listeners like you. Every now and then Mark or myself might submit one there, but 99% of the time it's you guys. You submit the content, then other listeners like you can vote on the content. You can vote as well. Vote up the stuff you like. You can vote down stuff you don't like, and then we'll know what you, the aggregates of the listenership, thinks is interesting when we go to freetalklive.com, and so can you. So go and get interactive over there, and you'll find that our website, unlike a lot of the websites in the talk radio business, is totally free. In fact, you'll get more for free at freetalklive.com than you'll probably pay for on some of those other shows' websites. Story here is from CBS of Houston, out of Austin, Texas, in this case. Texas Governor Rick Perry believes it's time to put a show of force on the border in an effort to halt the influx of immigrants. Perry, who visited the Texas-Mexican border on Thursday, told Fox News the way to secure the border is to put boots on the ground. He said, quote, "The way to stop it is to secure this border with a show of force, both military and other law enforcement-wise, and we can do that," said Perry to Fox News. He stated that 1,000 National Guard troops and 3,000 Border Patrol agents are needed to the Texas border, saying that, quote, "This is, if not the number one of the highest priorities for this country from a national security standpoint is making sure this border is secure." Perry said that you can tell it's election season, because that's really the only time this becomes a major issue, the immigration.
Oh, this is thing? When they key in on the issues that really touch people.
Sure, sure.
But the funny thing is, Rick Perry's not running for anything this year.
Oh, really?
He might be setting himself up for 2016, though.
What, for governor or for president?
For president.
Yeah, very well possible.
Because remember, during 2012, he said that God told me to run and that something about I would win if I did.
Didn't work out, huh?
But he didn't necessarily say God told me to run this year and that I would win. Mm, so, you know, maybe at some future date.
Perry said law enforcement officials need to be placed closer to the border instead of dozens of miles back. Saying, this administration has historically had them back 40 to 50 miles in the apprehension business. I'm interested in the prevention business. We ought to be stopping people from crossing the border, not apprehending them after they get inland. So, of course, you know, this is the old perspective that just beef up the border, build a big old fence, have helicopters, gun turrets, all kinds of nonsense, and, you know, spend a boatload of taxpayer dollars building some ridiculous wall and paying bureaucrats upon bureaucrats, which, of course, you know, if you just increase the number of bureaucrats on the border, it just means you have to pay more money to get a load of drugs or people through if you're a coyote or a smuggler. It's not that this is going to actually stop people from coming through, but what it will do is it'll make people like Rick Perry look like they're some sort of hero and that they're trying to do something to stop the scourge of immigration.
Right, and like, he keeps saying, like, we need more borders, 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 but what is the ultimate goal? Because I just don't get this, because generally when...
To destroy freedom?
Generally when people move to the U.S. or people that are even born here that live and work here, they produce more than they consume. So more people coming into the country, that would mean more prosperity for everyone else.
Oh, Ellen, you and all your economics and logic. I mean, come on. Don't you know they're stealing people's jobs and bringing over
or creating
leprosy?
New ones. See... Like, I just don't understand. It's not like we all live on the same planet and we're all the same species and have the same capabilities.
Right, and well, one thing that's interesting, a lot of the people that are really against immigration of any kind, whether it be the people that fill out the paperwork and spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to, you know, do it the quote-unquote right way, or the people who commit a federal violation that is akin to a jaywalking ticket, you know, that they're opposed to all of this on the grounds of, well, they're getting welfare. So what they're really opposed to is the welfare state, not the actual act of immigration, but they want to blame immigrants on the fact that there is welfare that some people are taking advantage
well,
of.
Well, obviously there's a problem with the system if these people aren't even citizens and they can still get the same benefits.
Like, I don't even know if the people that are coming here, you know, illegally are getting the benefits, but that's the claim.
I doubt it, but I just don't understand what the big disagreement with people moving to the U.S. is.
Just like Rick Perry's claim of these people that aren't here legally are getting on airplanes without identification when,
right,
as I said earlier, anybody can get on an airplane without identification. You just have to get the extra blue glove love.
And so, it's extra it's misleading, I know, and I just don't understand. Like, even if, you know, there was a huge influx of people to the U.S., what is the worst that could possibly happen?
Nothing, and things would be better, as you've pointed out, Ellen. If people come here, they bring skills, they bring desire, they bring entrepreneurial spirit.
But they're not paying taxes, and that's what the Republicans want. They want these people to pay taxes.
Anybody who opens up a business is going to be paying taxes of some sort.
No, if you're coming here as a migrant farmer,
yeah,
you're getting paid cash. You're not filling out a 1040 at the end of the year. You're not paying your fair share.
So it's slave-on-slave violence.
It is slave-on-slave violence.
Some people are upset because they pay taxes. They're scared of the government. But these other people are coming here. They're brave enough to actually defy the government in multiple ways. That probably embarrasses people at some level, that they wish they had the courage of an immigrant. They wish they had the courage to pick up their lives and move to a better place.
Yeah.
They wish they had the courage to stand up to the state and not pay taxes.
Yeah, and
they're
cowards. They want to build this wall and put up, you know, increase, you know, border patrol so that people don't come in. But the more they do that, the more I feel like they're not keeping people out. They're, like, holding everyone inside.
Yes, and
like
I don't think they realize that. I think that all they're focused on is how bad the immigrants are. And they, well, we got to fix this with guns. We need more armed men on the border, and we're going to put a stop to this. And they don't realize that when they create this apparatus, they're just imprisoning themselves.
They're just pouring money into isolating people. And I just, like, the motivation astounds me because I don't understand the extreme hatred that people feel for, you know, people who are trying to escape, you know, a poverty-stricken country where they come from that, you know, maybe they have more opportunity in the
U.S. I don't understand it either, but there are some reasons that we've been given over the years, and one of them
that don't satisfy anyone's curiosity.
Well, one of them is the fear of a lost job, and it's certainly true that some Americans have likely lost a job to somebody who came here from another country and was willing to work for less, was willing to get up on a roof and sling around tar and shingles or go out in the hot sun and, you know, break their back picking vegetables or fruits. They're willing to come in here and do that for cheaper just so they could get a foothold in the marketplace here and start their life. And so I could understand why if you were a union construction worker who was used to getting paid $30 an hour to, you know, sling some bricks around a construction yard, and then, you know, some folks come in from Mexico who are willing to do it for $10 an hour and they're doing just as good of a job as you. Or a better job as you, then, you know, I could understand why somebody would be upset about that, but that's not a reason to advocate for a police state. It's a reason for you to bone up on your skills and to get more competitive in the marketplace or find a new role in life, find a new thing to do. You don't have to do the same thing you've always done for all of your life.
I know, and it seems kind of childish, like getting upset. Well, he gets paid more than I do. He got the job because he's better at it than me. And like throwing a hissy fit and telling them to leave instead of actually like stepping up to the plate.
And competing.
And, yeah, and increasing your own skills.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's laziness, it's fear, it's hatred of the other, you know, creating an enemy where one doesn't exist when in point of fact it's only inside yourself where the you know, the hatred exists.
Right, but this competition that arises from people immigrating here, that's like what that's where all the prosperity of the nation came from.
It's true.
Was people moving here and getting these jobs and producing all of these various goods.
So long as they come here legally, it's fine, is what most of the people who want to stop immigration will say.
They need to help pay for the roads
that
are melting
on the legal excuse.
Okay, then let's make it easier for people to come here legally.
That would be nice, right? 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, it's incredibly arduous, difficult, and expensive. And not to mention bureaucratic and frustrating to try to come here legally, so I don't blame someone who doesn't want to try. It's Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control even in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you with your thoughts. Just dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all the features on the site on the house. So go and enjoy that. We'll continue here. Go to your phone calls and thoughts. Tom is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, folks. I just wanted to make a counterpoint to the immigration issue. I do see your points that you make. However, I see them only in a society that would be the one that you would prefer. And right now, we happen to be living in a society where there are laws that good, honest people have been following. So when you have an influx of folks who are not following those same laws, a lot of the people who've been waiting on the list, say, for example, to immigrate here, they're going to feel put off by that in a very big way. So I think, you know, for that reason alone, I think we should look at the issue of illegal immigration as one that can't simply be tolerated completely when we do have this current system set up where people have been waiting.
Tom, are you suggesting earlier that people who don't follow the laws are somehow bad people?
Well, I understand how, like, if you're on a list waiting to immigrate legally, like, you would feel slighted if somebody took the risk and got in before you did. But exactly. you shouldn't despise people just because they take risks that you're not willing to.
Well, I think if we're going to respect the rule of law as it currently stands, you know, there's ways to change.
Why should
it.
I respect? Well, excuse me. Why should I respect a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington D.C. and politicians who are thugs and? Why should I respect anything they write down on a piece of paper?
Oh, believe me, there's a lot of laws that I don't respect, and I don't think you should respect the people whom you've just mentioned.
Well, then shouldn't we? So then shouldn't we be applauding people who disobey bad laws?
Well, I think you're on a fast track to complete anarchy, which I don't think you support. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
No.
But I can tell you what
I support.
I
peace. I support...
I support
peace. I don't support no rules. I support, you know, investigating real crime, like by murderers and rapists and things like that. But if somebody hasn't hurt anybody else and they're prohibited from doing something by law, whether it's crossing some imaginary line in the sand or putting a plant in their pocket, I think those people are heroes for breaking those laws. Shouldn't good people disobey bad laws?
Yes.
Maybe it's one thing to think about. If you had an influx of folks from another country who didn't speak your language move into your neighborhood and not obey any of the current standing laws, committed crimes, did all sorts of things that were
Who cares if they don't speak your language? If they're committing crimes by hurting other people, then I would have a problem with that. But if they just move in and are smoking pot on their front porch, then I don't care. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that doesn't have an effect on you personally if they're not following the same rules that you do.
Well, as long as they're not harming you, right?
I've seen this happen before where you've had...
What have you seen happen?
I've seen very large groups of Spanish-speaking, non-English-speaking folks move into the city of Baltimore. I've seen the community that had been there for many years displaced by this. I've seen where police services and ambulance services were requested. They would respond, and you would have an inability to communicate at all with these people who have no desire to integrate into society and no desire whatsoever to learn the language.
That's nonsense.
No country.
It's nonsense, Tom. It's just paranoid nonsense. The fact is, it takes two generations typically for immigrants to fully integrate into society and learn the language. Obviously, the week after you move here, if you speak a foreign language, you're not going to necessarily pick it up right away. But most of them are interested in coming to be able to communicate with people. Why wouldn't they be?
Let's look at Europe for a second. Because in Europe, they have the European Union. Hold on. Let me make my point, Tom, and then you can respond. In Europe, they have the European Union, which means that people from any country in the European Union can go to any other country in the European Union. There are dozens of languages that are spoken in Europe.
Not to mention Spanish is the most...
Do you think that people from Portugal should not be allowed to travel to Slovakia because they speak a different language and there might be a language barrier if the person from Portugal winds up getting hit by a car in Slovakia?
Not at all. I'm simply saying, I think you've made my point for me, that there has to be a certain amount of control in terms of how quickly this occurs. If there's no controls whatsoever and you have a very large influx of two different cultures, you're just asking for trouble. I've seen this happen firsthand.
You know, what bothers me is people who are constantly advocating for more control over their neighbors, over their peaceful neighbors. There's no conflict whatsoever with people moving into a place. Look at places like Chinatown, for instance, Little Italy. I mean, there are these places in the United States which in many cases today are populated with people who don't speak much, if at all, any English. And you know what? I've been able to walk into many a Chinese food restaurant and order without having to really be able to speak the language or have them accurately speak my language. And the food was good, and it was delivered quick and hot, and everybody was happy in the deal. So I just don't understand the fear. I don't understand the desire to control. And when you have a desire to control others, don't be surprised, Tom, when you end up finding yourself controlled. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't appreciate the viewpoint because, you know, you're asking for control. You want more police and border patrol. You want more restrictions. You want walls to be built. As Ellen pointed out, you're just going to be creating the methods and the ways to control your actions. They already have internal checkpoints that are stopping people in the United States who are driving around within the 100 miles of the southern and northern borders. I don't know about you, but I don't like the idea of having to show my papers or state citizenship or whatever to these bureaucrats. I don't owe them anything. I just want to go where I'm going and not be hassled.
And not to mention that history points out time and time again that the more you advocate for control, that usually backfires and you end up suffering the consequences for that. And As far as immigration goes, I think we're talking mostly about Mexican immigrants. Spanish is, what, the second most popular language in the world?
I think it's third. Mandarin Chinese is the most spoken. English is the second most widely spoken, but I think there are more native Spanish speakers than native English speakers.
Right, and I can't imagine that it would be difficult to learn a few, like, basic phrases.
Definitely
I'm sure
not.
You could pick it up within a few weeks if you just, like, came here from Guatemala or something.
And the incentive is there to pick up another language because you want to be able to interact with people that you're around.
Yeah.
It's a natural drive to be able to connect with other human beings. So eventually you're going to want to pick up some English if everyone around you is speaking English.
Especially if you're escaping from a country where you don't feel welcome or feel like you can create a livelihood for yourself and you're coming here to do exactly that.
There's only one way to stop immigration, and that's to create a total police state with checkpoints everywhere and with police and jack boots.
Ian, the one way to stop immigration from one country to another is to have a one-world government where the entire globe is a singular country, and then you don't have to worry about whether or not somebody crosses from one place to another.
Well, on one hand, I like the idea of getting rid of borders, but I don't like the idea of having a one-world government. So can we have
part
of that?
No, that sounds a little too 1984.
I want there to be 7 billion nations on the globe. And the reason I say 7 billion is because that's approximately how many people there are.
Let's get Chris on the line here in Connecticut for the remaining moments here. Chris, go ahead quickly.
Hey, good evening, Ian. I just want to make a comment on open borders and such. As a libertarian myself, this is the last thing I'm trying to overcome, I guess, and I don't necessarily think I ever will. I can understand all the arguments for open borders, such as, that they're taking our jobs. I'm not scared of that. I'm not scared of disease, terrorism, anything else, language barriers. The one thing that concerns me is an influx of socialists into the area and, socialist mooches. And we're already enslaved in this pretty
evidence,
society.
Is there any evidence whatsoever that...
Anecdotally, For damn sure I see it on the street anecdotally, but I think it's worth further investigation is all I'm saying.
Well, I think there are plenty of people that come here who are trying to escape from socialism as well. So I don't really care personally because I'm not going to go along with whatever the program is, whatever they want to pass. If they want to force their way on me, I'm not going to cooperate, and I'm going to opt out of whatever the forced program is. I'm out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll join you tomorrow for the live Saturday show. Talk to you then.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and license plate bingo?
I found Alaska!
America's Best Buy UN invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips now through September 15th at americasbestbuyun.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Buy UN.
I Spy on ABBI!
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing. The Grainger catalog. And Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.